right. You have me today. You see what that boy has? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What is it? Do you know what it is? What is it, Benji? I know the older people know what that is. Do you know what that is, Belinda, what that boy has? Okay, that's a lawnmower. And I wanted you to have a picture of what a lawnmower looked like that I'm going to be, it's going to be in the story today. So Bobby and Bertie were brothers, and their daddy had asked them to go out and do some yard work, and they went out, and one of them was supposed to weed, and one of them was supposed to mow the lawn. And they started having a fight over whose turn it was to mow the lawn, because do you think it might be fun to push that around the yard? No, Penny doesn't think so. But for two boys, probably around 8 and 10 or 10 and 12, they thought that pushing the lawnmower around was a lot more fun to do than weeding. Have you ever gone out and weeded mom's flower beds or the garden? Yeah, so one of them. So they started getting into a fight. Uh-oh. And Bertie said, "It's my turn to push the lawnmower, Bobby, because last time you got to push the lawn." But no, I'm going to do the lawnmower again, and you can weed. And they started fighting, and they started being ugly to each other. And one of them said, "Well, you're just nasty." And the other one said, "Well, you're just horrid." And it got to the point that they almost started to get into like a physical altercation fight when all of a sudden there was a loud pop. And there was a bang. And there was a grinding sound. And they're like, "Oh, what's that?" And then they go, "Oh, the well pump." And they started to run around to the back of the house. And Dad was back there. And sure enough, that loud banging noise, and there was even a pop from the electric up there and everything. And Dad looked and he said, "Oh, we're not gonna have any water because we're gonna have to wait for the pump man to come now." And the boy said, "Well, what happened?" And he said, "Well, this type of pump that we have, it is what's called water lubricated. And so it needed water to always be flowing backwards to keep all of the gears and the bearings and everything in that pump functioning like it should. Well, something happened, and they didn't know what, that stopped the water flowing, and that's when there was the big crunch, bam, bam." And Dad said something, "You know, whatever happened," well, first, though, as soon as there's no water, Bertie has started to get a little thirsty, and he's like, "You mean that there's not going to be any water to drink?" And Dad said, "No, not until we can get the pump man to come," because this was so long ago, you didn't just go to the store and buy a bottle of water. And they're like, "Mom's not going to be able to do the dishes or make us dinner," and all of these things. And then Dad mentioned something about when, with that water, that backflow, that he wished that his boys had a trickle. They needed a trickle of water. He wished that they had a trickle of kindness in their heart, because they got all embarrassed because Dad had heard them fighting out there and knew that they were, you know, getting more and more angry with each other. And Dad said, "You know, life's a lot better if you keep a trickle of kindness in your heart." Amen. And aren't wanting to just ready to just say something ugly to someone without thinking that, "Oh, I should be kind to them, or maybe I should do something to help them. Maybe even if it was my turn to do the lawnmower," and I said, "Ask my brother, well, would you like to use the lawnmower?" So the brothers, they started thinking about that and thinking about all the trouble that not having a trickle of water in the water pump was causing them, and that they maybe should have a trickle of kindness in their heart so that they wouldn't have those big, loud, crashing things like their fights. And so they went back to go back to their work. And Bertie said, "Oh, Bobby, you can do the lawnmower." And Bobby said, "No, I did the lawnmower last time. I'll weed this time." And they decided that being kind to each other was much better than all of the ruckus and all of the ugly things they had said to each other. So this week, let's remember to always keep a trickle of kindness in our hearts and do things for other people and say nice words. Can we do that? Yes, that'll make your family happy. And you know who else it'll make happy? It'll make Jesus happy to have a trickle of kindness. Amen. And you know, Jesus can actually turn that trickle into a tsunami of kindness. And that's even better. All right, you may go quietly back to your seats.